Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In Hebrews 4:16, the Bible says, "Let's come therefore boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need." This is something that we have to do. Every single person has to do this. Not because God would be mad at them if they didn't, but because we need it like we need to breathe. We need to come to the throne of grace. Well, first of all, let's kind of figure out what that means, come to the throne of grace. You see, sometimes we say these things, especially as preachers, and we kind of assume people know what we mean, but the phrases themselves are a little bit kind of odd. Like, how do I come to the throne of grace? Where is it? And what are the directions? And can my GPS get me there? The throne of grace is God's throne. So it's saying, let us come boldly to God's throne. So then the question is, how do I come to God's throne? God's throne is in heaven and I'm on earth. You have to believe Him. Romans 5:2 says that we have access by faith into grace. It's like this. I'll bet you this has happened to you this morning. You're talking to somebody at home, but you're not looking at them. Maybe they're in the other room and you say, "Hey, can you get my shoes or whatever?" Has that happened to you? Maybe even today, you talk to somebody, you're not looking at them, but you know they're there. How do you know they're there? You don't see them. Well, you just know they're there. Right? They live there. You just know they're there. You don't have to see them. You just know they are there. And the results show that you were right. It's like that with God. We don't have to see Him. We simply know He is there, and the results show that we were right. Now, if there were no results, then you say, "Well, maybe they're not there." But you pray and you get an answer to prayer. Oh, God is there. He answered my prayer. You get results. And so by believing that God is there, I can come to the throne of grace. I don't have to see Him. I simply speak to Him. I'm simply aware of Him. I simply know He's there. And in knowing that, I have access to His throne. If I don't know that, if I don't believe, it's not that I wouldn't have access, it's that I won't take it. In other words, I won't come to Him because I don't believe it. If I don't believe that somebody is there, I'm not going to talk to them. If you think no one's home, you're not going to go and talk to them. You might call them on the phone. You're not going to try to talk to them. Likewise with God. If I don't believe God, I won't even try to talk to Him because I don't think He's there. Why would I talk to somebody who's not there? With God, though, He is there. And we have confidence in that, and we know that, and it is the reality of things. God is there. And then it says that we may obtain mercy. Do you know what mercy is? Mercy is when God does not give you what you deserve. Do you know what grace is? Grace is a very big thing. Grace is enormous. But a very simple way to think of grace, or one aspect of grace really, is that God does give you what you do not deserve. It's like this. Everybody makes mistakes. If you haven't had mistakes in your life, I want to talk to you. Everyone makes mistakes. Some of those mistakes God calls sin. The issue is not the mistake. The issue is, what do we do with the mistake after it's made? Because everyone's going to make mistakes. That's just human. So what do we do with it? What we do with it is we come to the throne of grace. Now, the way that it's written in the original language, and remember, we always have to look at the original language. This was written in Greek. The way that it's written is we have to consider the words and their original meanings. Because sometimes in English, you don't get an exact translation. The actual meaning here, obtain, is to receive something with the intent of taking it and using it. So it's more than just getting something. It's also getting the full benefit of something at the same time. And so what it's saying is we get the full benefit of God not giving us what we deserve. Have you ever done something and thought to yourself afterwards, oh, mom and dad are going to be mad. I know when I was a kid, that was like every other day. Oh, mom and dad are going to, actually for a little while, every day. Oh, mom and dad are going to be mad. Have you ever had that thought? And then you say, I'm going to get punished. And can you imagine mom and dad says, okay, dear, I'll take care of it. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I would have looked at my mom like she was from Mars or like something happened to her. It's really, really weird. Okay, dear, I'm going to take care of it. Are you kidding me? Seriously? Wow. But that's how it is with God. With God, it's not the same way it is with people. It's not that he's okay with mistakes. It's that he fixes them. And he loves you enough to fix your mistakes. And he'd much rather that I come to him with my mistakes so that he can fix them than that I just ignore the mistake. Now, I don't have to come to other people with my mistakes. That's usually not a good idea. But I come to God with my mistakes. And I say to God, God, I made a mistake. And God says, come to me and be confident that I'm not going to give you the punishment you deserve. Because you came to me and now I have the opportunity to fix what went wrong. Grace is when God gives me something I don't deserve. He says, because you came to me and gave me the opportunity to fix the mistake, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to bless you for doing that. And you realize in all of this that God really loves you beyond what is reasonable. That you can have confidence with God, that you can be bold with him, that you can tell him absolutely anything and everything. Sometimes we don't feel comfortable telling people things, right? Because we don't know how they're going to respond. But we know how God's going to respond. God's going to give us mercy, and he's going to give us grace, and he'll fix whatever went wrong. That's the way God is. God's really kind. And in the process, he's not only going to fix what went wrong, he's going to fix the cause of it. In other words, if I make mistakes, that means that I'm getting something incorrect. Something is maybe wrong in my way of doing things, in my way of thinking. Something's not right in me. And that's showing up in a mistake. Maybe I don't understand something correctly. Whatever it is, something's not right in me. Part of the mercy and grace of God is not only that he doesn't punish me for it, he actually causes me to start understanding correctly, to start thinking correctly, to start functioning correctly. That's part of the grace component. There was a guy named Joshua in the Old Testament. He was a high priest. This is in the book of Zechariah. And he was raised in a place called Babylon. And Babylon was not a good place. It was not a godly place. A lot of bad things were happening in Babylon. Now, Joshua was raised in that. He didn't know any different. And so Joshua's lifestyle was filled with mistakes. Now, God didn't blame Joshua because God understood why he was making mistakes. Because that's the way he was raised. He didn't know any better. But at the same time, God said about Joshua, I'm going to teach you so you have good understanding. I'm going to teach you so that you don't make mistakes. He didn't punish him for his mistakes. He wasn't angry with him about his mistakes. He didn't think less of Joshua because of his mistakes. He simply said, I'm going to fix the mistakes. And as I do that, I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to show you the right way, the way that works well, so you don't make mistakes. Here's the thing about mistakes, they're never our friends. Mistakes are called mistakes for a reason. They don't give us an ounce of benefit. They actually do us some harm. And that's another reason why we always want to run to the throne of grace. Because that's where the harm is prevented or corrected. So whenever there's a mistake in my life, and it doesn't have to be a mistake, whenever there's something where there's a lack of understanding, I run to God. And He always takes care of it. Now, there's three things in particular that we run to Him for, especially. We always run to Him. But there's three things the Bible brings up in particular. He says, in all your ways, the Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. You don't have all the answers. No one does. No one ever will. But God has all the answers. God knows tomorrow just as well as He knows today and yesterday. So, when I come to God, I don't need to always know the right thing to do, the right decision. I just need to know who to come to. And He says He'll direct my path. That means He'll make me make the right choices. Now, here's the thing about that. I may not have any more understanding after I come to Him, but He'll act on my behalf and He'll make sure I make the right choices. And then I look back later, I thought, wow, God was directing my path. And I didn't even know it. But that's how it works. Because we acknowledge Him. Because we come to the throne of grace. The second thing is when we do make mistakes that God calls sin. He said if we tell Him about our sins, He's going to absolutely remove our sins. He won't punish us for them. He'll forgive us for them. He won't even remember them. And He'll resolve them. He'll fix them. And He's going to take them away. Now, everyone makes mistakes. Some of those mistakes are sin. God will take care of that for us if we come to Him. The third thing is, sometimes we're just so bogged down with our details, we get really, really tired. We have to be careful about that. There was a lady in the Bible named Martha. She was bogged down in the details. And she was doing all kinds of things she thought was right. But in all her details, she forgot the reason for the details. And so she became so occupied with the details, she even forgot to listen to God. And that's where the details actually become a problem. Now that can happen with a whole lot of things. We just get so busy or so tired or maybe trying to do things our own way when God says do it His way. And those things are actually tough for us. And God says, if you're ever in a spot like that, He says, come to Me. He says, I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to think bad of you. But I will give you rest. I'm a resting place for you. So you get tired, you come to Him, and He gives you rest. This is how He fixes that. Okay? A lot of people get into that situation. You just come to Him. And He'll refresh you. And He'll reinvigorate you. And He'll help you do whatever it is that you need to take care of. Even if it has nothing seemingly to do with God. Okay? He'll always help you take care of things you need to take care of. The thing you got to do, though, is you come to His throne. Come to grace. You do it by believing that He's there. And you simply say to Him, hey, God, I need Your help. Or God, I need You to show me what to do. Or God, I'm so tired. I need You to quicken me, to encourage me, to renew me, whatever it is. And He promises that He'll do that. You guys understand? Okay, good. That's it for today.